On Wednesday, October 5th, hundreds of students from the University of Albany at SUNY walked out of their classes to protest tuition hikes, budget cuts, and inflated salaries for administration.
Hi, my name is Sharman Hussein. We are the organizers of Save Our SUNY. We are the people that are actually initiating a walkout of students against budget cuts, against tuition hikes, against corporatocracy, and we want real democracy implemented in our universities. We want the people in positions of power to work for the students, not the people with the paychecks, and we want a real public education because we feel it is a right.
After walking out of their own classrooms, students made rounds, opening the doors of lecture halls and inviting other students to join. Upon arriving to Collins Circle, a number of student representatives spoke at a rally.
So just remember, what you're doing today is not just for yourselves. You're doing it for the students who come after you. You might even be doing this for your children. The reality is we have the power to change the way universities are funded. We have the right to demand free tuition. That's how it is. All students must be free. And all of you have the power to make it happen.
That's absolutely right. We are here today because the state of New York is about to impose a 30% tuition increase on us. At the same time, they are eliminating academic departments, cutting staff. They are asking us to pay more to receive a lower quality education. Who here's heard of Occupy Wall Street? Right now on Wall Street, hundreds and thousands of activists are encamped just a few blocks from the financial capital of the world to say that they are sick and tired of corporate greed, and that the state and our economy should reinvest in people, in students, and not in corporations and banks. At the Wall Street occupation, they are not allowed to use megaphones, they're not allowed to use PR systems, because the cops will arrest them, they will beat them, and they've pepper sprayed innocent protesters. So what they do instead is they use something called the people's microphone. I think we should try it. I say mic check, you say mic check. Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Repeat after me. My name is Colin.
My name is Colin.
I'm a graduate student in the philosophy department.
I'm a graduate student in the philosophy department.
It brings me enormous joy to see this many faces out today.
It brings me enormous joy to see this many faces out today.
It is great that we are out here speaking to one another about this.
It is great that we are out here speaking to one another about this.
The individuals that make decisions on this campus
are the ones that need to hear our voices.
Therefore,
I propose
that we march to the administration building.
The lively march gathered outside of the administration building and at first was not allowed to enter. In the spirit of the Occupy Wall Street movement, students began to discuss what to do by popular assembly, practicing direct democracy in action.
We're at University Hall. This is the administration building. And they are not letting us in. We are the students that are protesting against budget cuts, tuition hikes, 30% over the next 5 years. It's an absolute disaster right now. What is going on statewide throughout the SUNY and CUNY systems? It's a tragedy. They cut five departments here alone over at New Albany, and statewide they're cutting departments, canceling people's hopes to actually have a career in the field that they want to study. It's just unacceptable. We shouldn't be forced to study something that we don't want to study.
So how many people are here today?
I'd say there are 500 people. That was about a half hour ago. They're probably about 600 or 700 right now.
The president agreed to meet with students, and he stood as student after student testified to how budget cuts are impacting them. High on the list are the increasing costs of tuition and therefore the rising level of student debt. Meanwhile, departments and services are being cut.
So those who make $100,000 to $125,000, their salary would be reduced by 5%. $125,000 to $150,000, 8%. $150,000 to $200,000, a 10% reduction, and so on. The most chop from the top is what we call it.
Chop from the top! Chop from the top! Chop from the top! Chop from the top!
All right,
chop from the top!
All right. So the most extreme example is the president of the Nano College, Alan Calieros, who makes over $800,000 a year. Whoa! Now, in this case, we would propose cutting his salary by 25%.
Yeah!
And that sounds like a lot of money, but after the cut, he would still be making over $600,000 a year. Now, if we implemented this public pivot model across the SUNY campus, our Albany campus, there would be $1.2 million to reinvest in students. If we did this SUNY campuses statewide, including SUNY Central Administration, there would be over $11 million to reinvest back into you. Now, these crisis salaries would be our first line of defense in dealing with budget shortfalls. It may not solve the entire problem, and we understand that, but it softens the blow and could potentially help avoid drastic cuts in the coming years. SUNY administrators are accumulating millions of dollars in personal wealth while students are drowning in loan debt. Please join me in asking President George Phillips, where are our shared sacrifices? Chop from the top!
Chop from the top! Chop from the top! Chop from the top! Chop from the top!
The three demands of the protests are no tuition hikes, incremental decreases of administrators earning more than $100,000 a year, and a transparent and participatory budgeting process. President of SUNY Albany, George M. Phillip, agreed to hold another public forum to discuss the demands. From WGXC, this is Corey Fisher-Hoffman.